It's Thursday. We check in at Ivy Tech with our good friend Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you today?
Do you like 5 days in the 90s? When was the last time we had 5 days of forecast 90-degree temperature? How's the air conditioning working at the new buildings out there?
Oh, my gosh. It's pumping along. It's doing really well.
I want to...
Hey, we shouldn't complain because places like Arizona are in the 110 plus.
Yeah, but that's a dry heat.
But see, the only difference with that, Jenny, is they sign up for that. Know it's coming. That's just part
that's
of the deal.
True.
That's part of the deal.
Before we get started, we need to wish Jenny...
happy birthday.
No, anniversary.
Yay!
Happy anniversary.
25 years.
Yeah, I'm 25 years old.
Are you the youngest chancellor in the Ivy Tech system then?
Pretty incredible.
That is.
But it's true. No, actually, I wanted to have a shout-out to my husband and to both of us.
That guy, Neville Vaughn?
That cool guy, Neville Vaughn. You know what the key to success in marriage is? Not understanding a word your spouse says.
Or ignore it. What's the old story about they've been happily married for 25 years and 25 out of 30 isn't bad?
That's right.
Yeah, right?
Congratulations.
Our wedding anniversary
and your hubby.
Is early next week. And
well,
yeah,
congratulations. You got a son graduate from college and a wedding anniversary. Wow.
Yeah, but truly. And, you know, I tell Neville and I tell everybody every chance I can, you know, I couldn't do this job that I have without a great partner in crime. And that for sure is Neville Vaughn. So, yay.
Well,
there you go.
Way to go.
Happy days are here again. All right.
That's right.
Well, you've got some interesting things happening at campus, and one of them is both a celebration, but it's sad, too, and that is the dedication of the lounge in honor of Jim Heinzen.
Right, and on Monday, so as part of the expansion and then renovations of all the different spaces, we were able to carve out, which is part of the plan, a space for faculty and staff, an employee lounge, to go into and be able to have their lunch. There'll be a microwave in there and a small table and just a place to kind of chill out for a little bit during their break. And so we have a great employee lounge, and I will be dedicating that to our friend, now Dean Emeritus for the School of Business, James G. Heinzen, formerly known as Jim to all of us for many, many years. And he was our friend and colleague. I worked with him the entire time at Ivy Tech. He worked with Ivy Tech for over 26 years, and we'll be cutting a ribbon and dedicating that space to him. And his entire family is coming, his two boys, his wife, his mom, sister, brother-in-law, lots of friends, and, of course, the campus, our campus friends and colleagues.
And the other thing that's one of the other things that's going on is it's a little unusual when one of the Ivy Tech professors is making a presentation at Indiana University, yet that's what's happening.
Yeah, that's, we're super excited to announce. You know, we've got some of the greatest faculty on our campus. One of our faculty members in math and physics, Dr. Mehrdad Sarandi, actually an associate professor for math and physics for us, has been invited to speak at the IU School of Global and International Studies, and he's going to have a brief talk on some ways that Persia has contributed to today's cultural heritage. And we're super proud of Dr. Mehrdad, and he's a wonderful person. He's been with us for a number of years. He adjunct for us and then became full-time. And it's just really great that they've invited him to go over there and to talk about the things that he knows about. So
well, and, you know, Ivy Tech's got some really good people, and the rest of the world needs to know about that.
That's exactly right.
Now, civic engagement is something that you're really big on, and the nurses are doing something with Girls, Inc.?
Yeah, I'm really, you know, our civic engagement and our service learning and all of our, as many classes as possible that we can make them happen. Our nursing students will be meeting with some young ladies aged, actually 15 girls aged 12 to 17 years old, from Girls, Inc., and they'll be on our campus next week from 9:30 to 4 in the Lee J. Marchant School of Nursing building. And they're going to be with our students in nursing talking about mental health, first aid, empowerment, and just other topics to help prepare these young ladies for the future. And so I'm really proud of our nursing faculty to get this started and then our nursing students to be spending the day with these young ladies. It's great.
Well, and some of them probably might be interested in nursing as a profession themselves.
That's right.
Good opportunity to meet.
Right. That's right.
What's going on in student affairs, Jenny?
A lot of stuff is going on. Well, first of all, we started our class, our summer big eight-week session this week, and there's a lot of activity going on. And so we always try to provide a great, you know, lots of different things for those students, too, our summer students that can be connected to campus. And one of those that we're going to do is a movie night, and that's going to be hosted next week on the 14th from 6 to 8 p.m. in Shreve Hall. We're going to have a free family movie night. We're going to have a show of Zootopia, so that will be fun. So that's next Tuesday. It's open to all of our students, our faculty and staff, and we'll be selling some snack packs and all of that. The movie itself is free, but the snack packs will be available for sale. And then I wanted to also tell about something. Katie Anderson, who's in our career services area of student affairs, she's organized what I think is just an amazing tour of the cybersecurity building at IU. So that will be on Wednesday at 10 a.m. For any Ivy Tech student or alum that is interested in information technology. It's a huge program at our campus, and a lot of those students go straight into work, or they transfer over to IU or other schools, and they're going to have a chance to take a tour of that state-of-the-art building and design, and super excited about that, and kudos to Katie Anderson for making that happen.
We're speaking with Jenny Vaughn, who's the Chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington, and Mike, I have a question for you.
All right, I'm ready.
Do your kids tend to watch the same movie time and time again?
Have they seen Zootopia? No, Maria just got that for her birthday last night, though.
Happy birthday, Maria.
I'll probably have a feeling I've watched that 300 or 400 times by the time it's all said and done. Is it a good movie?
Oh, yeah.
Is it a good movie?
Oh, yeah. It's a great movie.
Oh, it's a great? Okay.
This is a cartoon, good. Right?
Yeah. No, it's not a cartoon.
It's not a cartoon?
No.
Oh. Huh.
It's real stuff.
Cool. All right.
You guys are watching your cartoons.
Well, you know,
I've seen all the cartoons. I'm done with
that. I get lost in some of that stuff. All right. And the other thing that's going on is camps at college. It sounds like a kind of a misnomer of some kind, but we got all kinds of kids coming in for all kinds of camps.
We sure do. I wanted to talk about one in particular, and then our full gamut of our Center for Lifelong Learning classes, but we have an Ivy Biz for Kids class camp, which is going to be really great. We've offered this course a number of times. It always sells out. It is starting on June 20th, goes to the 24th. It's a full week where campers will learn how to design their own jewelry and all of that, and then they get to print their jewelry using the 3D printer, which is way cool. And
I still can't figure out how that thing works.
Oh, it's amazing. You've got to come and see it.
You really got to come out and see it. We'd love to show it to you. It's incredible.
You push a button and boom, you got a Yugo sitting in the parking lot. How does that work?
Let's jump in. Let's go.
Well, how do you get the engine in there? I mean, I've seen the stories. It's like, hey, you can print out a gun. It's like, what do you mean you can print out a gun? Or fingers or toes or whatever.
Yeah.
It's highly fascinating.
It's really wild. And this camp is going to be great for kids to be able to do. You know, they're already using those things and it's like nothing, you know. And they're going to be able to present their ideas, their business ideas, and their actual jewelry that they've printed out to judges. And then we're going to have kind of a Shark Tank party afterwards.
Oh,
so,
cool.
It's really great. It's run by Megan Turner, and she does a great job there. She manages it. A lot of people are involved. And then I just real quick, our Center for Lifelong Learning College for Kids. We have all kinds of different classes available for kids of all ages, and most of those camps begin on Monday. So, all good.
Do it. And then make sure you bring your suntan lotion and a pair of shoes that won't melt to the sidewalk.
And a fan. Maybe a fan.
That's
and some
right.
water.
All right. So, we're going to let you get out of here early so you can get to the big anniversary plans. We don't want to hold you back from that. Well, now, which one is the 25th year anniversary? Is that some kind of silver, diamond? What's the deal?
I have no idea.
I'll have to look that up and see.
By the time you Google it, it'll be next Tuesday.
Yeah, Mike will check it out here. And if Neville's listening, he better get his wallet out because it's got
he's already worth something. He's ahead of the game. That's how he got to the 25th one, Keith. He's been ahead.
Hey, he made me a cup of coffee this morning.
That is the silver wedding anniversary.
Oh, silver. So. Silver. Woo.
Silver. Ooh.
Yeah. So remember,
okay.
a quarter is bigger than a
quarter is made out of silver.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, great job, Jenny. Congratulations.
Thank you. Stay cool.
And hopefully when we talk to you next Thursday, the temperature will be just like today, 83 in sunshine and not 95 and hot. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. You too. Bye.